Time for us to do what we do every week at this time, and that's celebrate everything going on in downtown Bangor. As we are joined, as always, by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
And you brought a couple of wonderful folks that have done so much in this area. I'm going to say I'm more than jealous of both of them, because I think they accomplished more by 30 than I've done in my 100 years.
They set the bar high.
They have indeed. Abe Firth and Heather Firth, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you guys, let's tell the story. You started with a plan shortly after you guys met in college, right?
Yeah, we started Woodman's when we were 23, back in 2005.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it goes by fast, that's for sure.
When did you decide, and what made you decide you wanted to go into business?
Well, both of us majored in things in college that, you know, we're not going to have a job immediately out of college. And so we both worked in the restaurant industry to put ourselves through school and really loved it and felt like there was a real niche that was missing in our area, which was Orono at the time.
And so Woodman's and then Verve and then moved your way into Bangor. What's it, about 4 years now, five?
Yeah, it's been six, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We took our first building back in Orono and found the building on Mill Street that we fixed up back, I don't know, it was probably 10 years ago or something. And we really fell in love with repurposing downtown buildings through that project. And that was a big part of what brought us into Bangor, is just finding those beautiful kind of diamonds in the rough that we were able to find and then put the residential units upstairs and then build commercial spaces in the first floor, and having a downtown economic development as well as, you know, town council that was really encouraging of that work brought us into downtown, and we're so happy that we are there and continue to work there.
Well, and Betsy, that's a story that's come up time and time again in these segments, that you've got these beautiful buildings that are being brought back to life, and it's great to have people with the imagination and the energy to do that and to see that you can't build a new building with the character of those old ones.
That's right. I mean, it would just take a ridiculous amount of money to try to construct some of the character that the buildings have. Not that it doesn't take a ridiculous amount of building to ridiculous amount of money to repurpose them for modern uses, because that is also a labor of love. But yeah, it takes a special kind of vision to see the buildings that have been hacked up over the years and envision how you can both honor what they are and make them usable for today.
Let's talk about that process too, and who your customers ultimately are, because it seems like you've got a lot of, you know, different people, young folks who want to be close to the things that are happening downtown. But it sounds like you're also getting some older people who don't want to have to worry about driving around, but still can be there for restaurants and clubs and theater and the arts and everything else happening in Bangor.
Yeah, I think people really appreciate the community of downtown. So that's an all-age thing for sure. We have extremely varied tenants. We do tend to have kind of people in their 30s, maybe without kids yet, that sort of thing. But we've had some people that have been there that are in their 50s, 60s, and, you know, are really looking for that sense of community, walkability, all of those things that downtowns offer.
And so, and what was the first building that you guys began to work on downtown Bangor?
That was 8991 Main Street. And when we purchased that building, there's one side had four stories, and the upper three floors hadn't been touched for, you know, 70, 80 years. And then the other side had some apartments that were already built that needed some love. And then the first floor, I mean, it was, you know, the classic, you know, carpet, drop ceiling, no exposed brick. And so it was just it was a really fun project to do a lot of demolition to find all those beautiful hidden gems from the 1860s, yeah, and to highlight them, and then to turn these spots that really hadn't been used since they were used as really like factory spaces into really fun loft style apartments with all that cool stuff we found, like the tin.
And quirky too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you've found when you peel away the layers of these old buildings?
We found someone's social security card from 1944. That was pretty impressive, you know, and I think it had been walled up since then.
We always just are amazed at the things that people decide to cover up, you know, to find these beautiful tin walls and ceilings that were covered with, you know, a drop ceiling, that kind of stuff. It's always a really fun excavation to find these things that have been buried for decades that are such beautiful parts of the building, to bring them back.
Well, my friend Justin Barnes has one of the places above OBC. Oh my God, that is beautiful.
Yeah,
that was a really neat building. You know, the top three floors hadn't been used at all, really. And so it was still set up as a cigar rolling stations and everything. And we were able to take the big tobacco boxes that are zinc lined and make those into kitchen islands for those apartments.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
And it's cool that back in that in the 1900s, early 1900s, tobacco or cigars, that was like the second biggest industry behind lumber in Bangor, which is something that we had no idea about until we bought that building and researched it. There were like seven cigar factories in downtown Bangor.
What?
And this one was rebuilt in 1912 after the fire in 1911.
Oh, wow.
It was Bangor Cigar Manufacturing Company. And we found really cool old, you know, cigar wrappers and stuff. And it's just so much history. So fun to find that stuff.
That's great. We're talking with Heather and Abe Firth here on Downtown. Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. And then Orono Brewing Company, which have been very successful in Orono. You opened up a Bangor branch, and that's gone very well for you, too.
Yeah, it's a great little spot there. I feel like it's a nice after-work popover for people. And, yeah, we really love being downtown in that aspect, too.
We're really excited about the project on Franklin Street we're doing right now with Roy Hubbard, who's our business partner on that project. It's just, you know, we're building more apartments, and then we have two commercial spaces that we'll rent out. And we've had a lot of interest in both the upstairs as well as the downstairs.
So what is it about downtown Bangor that you guys like that made you choose to invest?
There's a lot of things. why don't you start, Heather?
Well, one of the major things is lack of barrier to entry as far as getting into a real estate market relative to Portland or Portsmouth or Boston or something like that. Really beautiful buildings that were incredibly well built that, you know, it was a downtown that had been diminished for a lot of years and now is slowly coming back. And I don't think slowly. I think at this point there's a real load of steam behind it here, but that really makes a big difference.
And we're very relationship oriented, so having these really trusted people in the community that we work with. So working with, you know, we work with The First right now on our commercial projects. We've worked with Camden National before, you know, having people like Ben Sprague, who is, you know, in banking and also part of, you know, really invested in seeing the downtown thrive, having a staff from the city that really cares to see the downtown continue to grow. And then having fantastic contractors. And we work with the same contractors over and over again. And we're so fortunate that, one, they make the time for us, and two, that they put, you know, their whole lives during that project into the project. So we just feel like we have a great support system and that there's still more to be done. Whereas if we were to buy a building in Portland, there's not a whole lot more that Portland really can handle. So we're excited to be here.
One of the things we've talked about every week on this segment is as somebody who grew up around here, that you want to see young people wish to come back to their hometown. And I think the work you're doing and everybody in downtown Bangor is doing, when you're 19, 20 years old, you always want to stretch your wings and go somewhere else. But more than ever, there's a draw for those people to eventually come back to Bangor now.
Yeah, I totally think so. I grew up in Bangor and certainly enjoy making it a better place to be. And I think that there are a lot of people that I went to high school with that have come back and have started businesses here or taken on family businesses and really love being a part of it.
What's the best part of Bangor as business people, but also as people who take advantages of the downtown?
It's the downtown, and it's also the beautiful wilderness all around us too. You know, it's pretty amazing that we can drive 15 minutes and be at a beautiful lake, or we can be with, you know, within basic walking distance to trails where you can ride bikes and, you know, hike and all that stuff. So I think that, you know, the downtown with all the people focusing on building great places to live and great businesses that are that make downtown very livable, but then also having being able to get out into the wilderness so quickly, it's just a special setup.
And while you're here, well, we can branch beyond the borders of Bangor too and talk about the reasonably new OBC facility in Orono, which is just fantastic. You guys have added to it with outdoor seating, a beer garden, and I was up there about a week and a half ago. That's just a fun place to go. The food and the beer we know are great, but it's a fun atmosphere and environment too.
Yeah, we love that spot. I mean, it's great, family friendly, all ages. In fact, we're doing a free concert this Sunday with Chris Ross in the North.
Excellent.
That's at 4:00. But just great place for kids to come and play, parents to have a beer, get some lunch.
My son has greatly improved his cornhole skills as being up there too.
And we have so many people that have moved back to the area to be part of the brewing industry, and we have a lot of people that make our team special who have moved back to be part of that. And we feel so lucky to have awesome people on the Orono Brewing team, And you know, our business partners that make it all work. We feel very fortunate to have these people around.
What's unique about that, and we've talked to so many people about it through the years, but the level of, there's competition certainly among the craft brewers in the area, but there's also a level of cooperation that I'm not sure exists in a lot of businesses, that you guys are always helping each other out.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, if you run out of an ingredient, you can call somebody and, you know, they can call you if they run out of something. And a lot of that is that we have a very strong main guild as a industry. So the Maine Brewers Guild is basically every brewery in the state is a member, and we work hard to make sure that we all stay cohesive. So that works.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for the great work you guys do to make our community, make both Bangor and Orono just a better, more fun places to live.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Betsy, thanks to you. Who's coming on next week? Do we know yet?
Oh, you have to ask me that.
I know, because he's already blabbing to the world. Joe Baldacci's on.
That's right, Joe. How can I forget? Yes.
That's not next week, is it?
No. Oh, no. He's coming September 11th.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember now off the top of my head. Okay. I have a written calendar.
We'll keep it a surprise. Suspense is good.
We'll keep it a surprise. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks Betsy. Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership every Wednesday afternoon on the program.